Hello, revolutionaries. Welcome to the Photo and Video Success Podcast, where we help you succeed as photographers and filmmakers. Please make sure to check us out on YouTube as well at Vince Revolution. Today, we're going to talk about the worst mistake I see beginner photographers make all the time that I haven't seen many people really talk about, and this could potentially save your professional career dreams as a photographer, as a videographer, so listen up. So there's been lots of videos done on this subject talking about different things, and what I'm not going to talk about are things like missing your focus, because that's obvious, and getting the wrong exposure, because you'll learn that over time, or even awkward posing techniques for portrait photographers, wedding photographers. Dealing with people or children, that comes with experience as well. From composition to messing up your shutter speed and allowing camera shake to forgetting to format your cards or charging your batteries, these are things that over time you stop doing or you avoid making these mistakes through experience. What I do want to talk about is the single most important thing that you can pick up in order to not make this mistake, because if you make this mistake early on, or even as a professional, it can pretty much ruin your career or your potential career if you're just starting out as a hobbyist or as a beginner. It can ruin all of those chances forever. And the worst mistake you can make as a beginner, even as a professional photographer, is incongruence. Let's talk about that. I've seen a lot of people make this mistake over and over and over again, especially in the beginning stages of their career. But at the same time, I've seen photographers who are professional, who are veterans, who have been in the industry for a long time, I've seen them crash and burn with the exact same mistake. So we know now that nobody is immune to incongruence. Why is it so harmful to you? And I'm gonna teach you how to avoid making this mistake so it doesn't cost you your dreams, your future endeavors, and possibly for us who rely on it as a full-time career to put bread on the table, why is incongruence such a dream killer? I haven't seen a lot of really good videos on this, aside from one by Jamie Windsor.
So instead, let's talk about why some photographers rate their abilities a little higher than they really should.
There's a link down below. If you haven't seen that video, I suggest you go and take a look at it, because he talks about how these psychologists, David Dunning and Justin Kruger, sets out to find out why people with low abilities or low skills in something would have an illusion of superiority. So they'd have an illusion that they were so much better than they actually were. And to apply that to photography or videography, when you're a beginner photographer, getting one shot in focus makes you feel like you're the king, right? It makes you feel like, whoa, I got it in focus. It's in focus.
It's in focus.
While for a pro, they may be analyzing various things in that image, such as white balance, sharpness, composition, lighting. They're properly judging the entire image as opposed to looking at one aspect of it. The beginner photographer will analyze one or very few aspects. They might analyze just lighting. They might analyze just composition or just focus when you're starting out, and you'll consider it good. So there's this gigantic discrepancy on the quality of the photos, the quality of the footage, and the perceived value to potential clients, to your family and friends. And with the advent of Instagram now, where somebody can give you a like and you think that you're an artist, you think you're absolutely amazing, that adds to that discrepancy of quality, actual quality versus perceived value from the public or from potential clients. And this can hurt you in two major ways. Wow, it's just way too loud outside. So one of the two ways that it will hurt you a lot is, number one, you will overprice your services and no one will buy it. So because your perceived value of your services or your talent or your the quality of your photos, the quality of your videos is so much higher than the actual perceived value of it, you're going to start pricing your work a lot higher than what somebody will pay for it. And this happens a lot when my students or my apprentices ask me,
how come when people inquire about my work, as soon as I tell them the price, I don't hear from them again? They ghost. They become ghosts.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
And this is because of the incongruence between the perceived value, your perceived value, your perceived quality of it, and the real value of it compared to the existing market. And this is actually where it will hurt you the most, because what'll happen is you'll plateau. You'll stop improving. And you'll think the problem is the market, the problem is outside. And if you think you're worth more than the market will actually pay you, you'll miss out on opportunities to shoot with potential mentors, master photographers, master videographers, cinematographers, going to seminars or workshops. When you have this inflated sense of talent, you won't be finding ways to improve and get better. Why do I need to get better when I'm already the best? Reality check, you're not. What's funny is I've actually had amateur photographers say to me, oh, I don't go on shoots unless I get paid a minimum of da 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 da. Meanwhile, their work is nowhere near that value. The second thing that can happen that will really hurt you is that you'll overcharge for your services, somebody will still pay for your services, and then you'll have an unsatisfied client. Kind of like buyer's remorse. They paid way too much than what you're worth. And what happens is they tell other people it wasn't worth it. They made this mistake. They made that mistake. They made this mistake. And all of a sudden, your reputation starts taking a dive. I've seen this with photographers who even went as second shooters for studios where they charged a certain amount for their second shooting services. And that studio was in such a pinch that they hired them. They got back really bad work and never hired them again. Not only that, but they told other owners, other directors, other creative directors not to hire them because they got really low quality from their work. Because the perceived value of that shooter, his own thinking or their own thinking was, well, my work is worth this much, but in reality, it was only worth this much. So buyer's remorse. And this really can happen from anybody in the industry, from planners to other vendors to DJs to decorists to cinematographers to grips to gaffers. What'll happen is they work with you and they see that basically they overpay, that it's a ripoff. And the word spreads. And in your city, in your industry, whatever you want to get into, it's a very small place. After a few years, most reputable vendors would have worked with one another at least one time. And I don't know how many times I've walked into a wedding or an event and I've seen the same planner, seen the same decor or the florist or the same DJ or the same host, or worked on a set with the same cinematographer. It happens a lot more than you think. And that's why I believe this is 100% the biggest mistake any photographer, any videographer can make, because this will affect all the other mistakes. I mean, all the other mistakes really you can learn from without it affecting reputation, without it affecting other people, but this will affect everything and it will compound it. Sometimes, in some cases, will never really give you an opportunity to break out of it. A lot of mistakes you can make, and okay, it's correctable, but even in some instances, it's just non-repairable. I remember one photographer telling me, I've been shooting for 20 years, I'm self-taught, and while I appreciate, you know, the grit and the grind to learning on your own, if you don't have somebody there showing you where the blind spots are, showing you where the mistakes are, pointing out this can be better, this can be placed better, your lighting can be placed better, the pose can be better, the emotions can be better, something as simple as, you know, the lens choice could have been better. Sometimes we'll end up spending 20 years making that same mistake over and over and over again. And in reality, practice does not make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. If you're shooting the wrong way and you practice shooting the wrong way over and over and over again, that will never get better. It's perfect practice that makes perfect. So now that we've established that incongruence is really the biggest mistake you can make as a photographer, as a videographer, let's talk about how to avoid it. Number one, be open to criticism. We all need people who give us feedback. This is a quote by Bill Gates. And if you find a lot of the people who have gone far in life are people who actually are open to feedback, because it is through feedback, it is through the mirror of life where you will see, oh, I've got dirt here. Oh, I need to fix my hair here. Oh, I need to lose weight. Oh, I need to gain weight. And it is through this feedback loop that we get better. So being open to criticism is going to be key to having the ability to move past those plateaus that you can potentially hit with incongruence. Number two, have the guts to admit your mistakes, because you can be open to criticism, but at the same time, you need to be able to be self-reflective enough to look in and assess for yourself where you could have improved, whether it's my audio could have improved, or whether my composition could have improved, my lighting needs to improve. In most cases, all of those things need to be improved. You may be heavily talented on one end, not as good on another end, to bump up your strengths, but at the same time, to work on your weaknesses. But to be able to admit that I have these weaknesses, to be able to admit that I have these mistakes that I'm making, how do I fix them? Number three, refine your goals. You really need to know where you're heading, why you're heading there. To have goals that are solidified, to have goals that are defined, is going to help you a lot, because it will send you in that direction. So your actions will lead you towards that goal. Number four, ask for wisdom. Now, whether it's from somebody who's been there, done that, or whether it's going in Facebook groups, or whether it's, you know, looking it up online, a lot of people now are asking for wisdom online. Here's my take with that. Now, even with this video here, you can learn a lot. However, there's nothing like 2 hours of in-field experience. There's really nothing like it. And a lot of people sometimes will skip this in-field experience for YouTube or for reading a book. And those are all great things. We should always educate ourselves. But being in field helps a lot. And when you're in field, usually you're working with other people, you get to ask questions. So ask questions, ask for wisdom. Number five, welcome the disciplines. There's different disciplines in this art form. There's technical disciplines, there's artistic disciplines, there's compositional disciplines, there's learning about light, mastering light. And that doesn't happen really over the course of a year. Some people think that it does, but it doesn't. It happens over the course of a lifetime, because some of the rules you'll develop, you'll follow in specific disciplines. Over time, you'll learn how to break those rules. And that's how you make breakthroughs in art, by breaking those rules, by trying new things. But you can't break the rules until you master the rules first, and then you bend them to your will. So welcome the disciplines, master the disciplines. Number six, commit to daily improvement. Every single day, there's something to learn. Every single day, there's something to glean from. Usually, this is when you're in the field of what you want to be doing, whether it's editing, whether you're taking photos, whether you're watching somebody else take photos, whether you're taking videos, whether you're watching somebody else take videos, whether it's learning new equipment, whatever it is, there's daily improvement every single day. And if you commit to that, in the course of a year, you would have improved 365 times in different things. Imagine improving 365 times every single year. In 5 years, in 10 years, your skills, your talents will be invaluable. So commit to daily improvement. Number 7, and I've said this a lot in other videos, it's find a mentor who's already where you want to be. Find somebody who's making as much money as you want to make. Find somebody, maybe you want to be a full-time photographer. Find somebody who is a full-time photographer and who will welcome you into their circle and who will communicate with you, because their experience will rub off on you. If you want to be a full-time filmmaker, find somebody who is a full-time filmmaker and have that connection with them, have that relationship with them. That is so important, and don't take it for granted. Don't burn the bridge, don't break that relationship, because you want to have access to that for as long as you can. Because ultimately, if you find somebody who's 20 years ahead of you, they will always be 20 years ahead of you, providing that they're also the type of person that is committed to daily improvement, that is committed to mastering the disciplines, that is committed to admitting their mistakes. I'm one that when you go back to admitting your mistakes, I'm one who look at my work, and a day later, a week later, I look back at it and I think, you know what, this could have been much better. This could have been much better. And that's the gist of all of this, is to get better, to not fall into that congruence trap, and to get better. So cheers, my friends. These are my thoughts on that. But don't follow the herd, follow your heart. With that said, be positive, stay positive, and get better. Bye for now. Revolutionaries, thanks so much for listening to this podcast. Make sure to give us a review and follow our Instagram at Vince Revo and Facebook group at International Photographers and Videographers. Also, watch out for my book coming out, Photography and Success, a no-holds-bar look into creating a successful photography business.